Welcome to the Holo Holo with Hale Manu radio show. This week's guest, we are featuring another Maui boy, Maui musician, Hollis Lee. For the next hour, we're going to talk story with Hollis, get his story, what he's been doing musically, and we're going to jam some live stuff in the studio as well. So if you're ready, let's Holo Holo. So, Hollis Lee, say hello to Radio Land and KAKU Radio out there.
All right, how are you folks doing out there? We hope you're having a wonderful time and listening to Holly, and we hope you have a great day or evening.
Oh yeah, man, always good. So Hollis, let's go back some years here. So tell us where you was born, where you was raised.
I was born here on Maui, 1949, October 14th.
1949, not 1849 or 1949.
Before statehood.
Before statehood, right? That's like 10 years before statehood, huh? So you're a Maui boy and born where? Wailuku side?
Wailuku, yeah. I was born actually in the old Wailuku, what's it called now? Halemakua, the Wailuku.
Oh, that was, what was that before?
It was the hospital before.
Really? The one right below St. Anthony, right? Yeah. By St. Anthony. Oh, wow. How we end up the old folks home over there. Anyway, you know that I play over there, like every other Thursday I play at the Halemakua.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I volunteer over there. It's so nice over there, the people over there. So you're born and raised here on Maui, and your parents are?
Was Clement Lee. Mm-hmm. That was my dad, and he worked for the telephone company.
Oh, yeah, Hawaiian Tel.
Yeah, 42 years. And then my mom was Lydia, and she just passed away in 07.
Right. Yeah. So your mom and your dad are from Maui too?
No, they're from Hilo.
Oh, Hilo.
Yeah.
Lapohoihoi?
Lapohoi, that was my mom.
Oh, okay, from Lapohoihoi. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you born and raised on Maui, and you went to school, I assume. You went to school?
Kaunoa.
Kaunoa.
Yes.
Oh, by Camp 5's area. Yeah, where Sprecklesville is, right?
Sprecklesville.
Yeah, yeah.
Right next, it used to be a stables next to it.
Oh, right.
Right by that intersection.
Yeah, for those of you not familiar with that, that's right where Sprecklesville is in that area. Some people call them Camp 5 because used to have the Camp 5 over there, the plantation camps. But where Kaunoa...
It's now a senior citizen.
Senior citizens
center.
Hang out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Got all the good stuff over there, all the good people over there. And yeah, it used to be horse stables over there, and used to have a whole community, in fact. The trains used to... Didn't the trains used to run over there, too?
Yep. They ran all the way from, Paia side all the way to the mill.
Wow. You know, because when I was growing up, I remember seeing the remnants of the old train tracks, like at the harbor. And then, of course, you can, you know, had all that old stuff, but the trains weren't running already. It was, you know, all the roads were in place. But when you guys were young, had all the trains going, huh?
Yep. They were still going.
Wow. So you went to Kaunoa school. And then where did you go to high school?
Baldwin.
Oh, Baldwin. Baldwin Bears. Up in Wailuku over there.
67 grad.
Wow. 60s. Oh, you're revealing a lot that today.
I make 60 this year.
Oh, I don't know anybody else who makes 60. Wow. So Baldwin High. Now, tell me about the music part of your life. So... was music around when you were young, when you were little? You guys had music around the house and stuff like that?
Yeah, it was my mom. It was mostly singing in church. Was at Wailuku Union Church. We all did the kids' choir, and then as we grew up, you know, was the intermediate choir and then the adult choir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's up there still. That is still there, the church, yeah? Yep. Wailuku Union Church. Yeah. Then that is that was right where that's right where Wailuku Elementary is, between Wailuku Elementary and Wailuku Public Library. And then so you got started with music in the choir. And then so what about in high school? I know in the 60s that was a great time musically because I had a lot of stuff going on, you know, in the mainstream music, a lot of diverse stuff and a lot of heavy topics too in the 60s too. Yeah, with the Vietnam War and, you know, people protesting and kind of finding their own voice. So what you guys did in high school as far as with music? Tell me about that.
Rock and roll.
So what kind of rock and roll? Like what
I used
kind
to play
of
drums back then.
Right. Right. For those of you who know Hollis or don't know Hollis is a musician here on Maui, and he's done so much gigs over the years. He plays ukulele, plays bass, but one of his first instruments that I recall was drums. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were playing drums in these bands.
Yep, we're called the Fugitives.
The Fugitives. So who was part of that band?
Alan Abe, Roy Cotto. I was the drummer. Had Colin Miyake and Glenn Ooka.
Ah, and so you guys were called the Fugitives.
Yeah.
And you guys were playing what? So that's kind of appropriate for those times, the Fugitives, and like being in the 60s and, you know, getting into this wonderful music. So what kind of stuff you guys was doing?
Let's see. We started out with the Ventures.
Oh, Ventures. Oh, yeah, the instrumental stuff.
And then came like Spaghetti Straps, songs like Spaghetti Straps, and then Louie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we still playing that today, man. Louie. You know, every year, Hollis, myself, Ruakato, and Gilbert Imata, we've been doing the County Fair Parade. We've been playing on the MCC float. And we always have fun because we always play these 60s rock and roll stuff. And yeah, we play Louie, we play some Ventures. So we really have a blast. And Hollis, for that, he jumps on the drums.
My once a year.
Your once a year drum
drummer.
thing. Wow. So that must have been cool, though, at that time, playing that kind of music and just having fun and whatnot. Wow. So tell me what happened. So in high school, you guys did that. What about after high school? What happened after high school for you? Did you pursue music?
No, I got out of music and I went to aircraft mechanic school in California, Inglewood.
Inglewood?
Yeah.
That's right there by LAX, yeah? In that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, where LAX is. Wow.
So I went to school, got my AMP license to work on airplanes. And then Vietnam was going at that time. So
the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
That was big, yeah. I mean, that was a big topic, yeah.
So rather than getting drafted, I joined the Air Force. So I was stationed in Tucson, Arizona for 4 years. Then I decided to get out of the service, and then I came back to Maui.
Wow.
So I was away from Maui like 6 years, 2 years in school, 4 years in the service. Haven't left since.
Haven't left since you got back.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I'll tell you what. Let's do a song. Let's play a song.
Sure.
What you like to?
I don't know.
Well, it's up to you, man.
Up to me. Okay.
Any kind.
Any kind.
Yeah.
Okay. G. We'll do it in G.
G is fine, man. Okay, everybody. Cool. We're going to do this in G now. So you can play along with us.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me, Hollis.
It's called Pua Lilia.
All right, let's go.
Hey,
Well, that was Hollis Lee doing a song called Pua Lilia, and his version, a funk style version of Pua Lilia, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that was cool. Once again, you're listening to KAKURadio.org or 88.5 FM. In the studio featuring Hollis Lee, local Maui musician, longtime Maui musician. So, let's see now. Let's backtrack here. So, after coming home from the service, you was gone for about 6 years, you said, yeah? So you came back home, and this was somewhere in the early 70s or so.
72.
In 72. So what have you done musically? Like what you did in the 70s, what was going on with you guys?
Well, I got into racing cars. So I did that for 10 years.
Tell us about what you had going on. With.
Well, I was racing a funny car.
Funny cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember that. I remember when we were young that, what was the name of your car?
Flying Pake.
The Flying Pake. Of course, Hollis Lee. Hollis is part Chinese. So that's what we call the Chinese locally, we call them Pakes over here. So the Flying Pake, funny car, into the hot rod scene, yeah? Yeah, I remember
also
that.
I was a mechanic, and then I went back to the college at 31.
The MCC. 31. The MCC.
Yeah, I was doing. I had the GI Bill.
Oh, so was that around at then? What was that was around back then?
Yeah.
So and you guys now I remember you guys weren't you playing? You guys were playing at Maui Beach, right? In the 70s.
Oh, yeah, my friend Alan. We were doing a duel at used to be called it's Seaside now, but it used to be called no before that.
Hukilau. Yeah, I remember the Hukilau.
Yeah.
So
Gil Hanaiki, he hired us.
Oh, yeah, that was an old-time musician. Yeah.
He passed away.
So you guys were playing there a couple nights a week?
Couple nights, about five nights a week.
Wow. Right there.
Yeah. Then we got kind of burned out. I got burned out.
You were playing ukulele?
Yes.
So Alan was playing guitar, you were playing ukulele.
Yeah.
What kind of crowds you guys had over there? What, local crowds?
You had just playing in the bar.
Oh.
Mostly local.
Yeah. And you guys were just doing some music at the time, or you guys were doing Hawaiian music and stuff?
We were doing Hawaiian music.
Oh, that must have been fun, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's still there now, but it's where Maui Beach is in that area in Kahului. And what is that? It's Seaside.
Seaside now.
Yeah, the Seaside is there. Right, but that whole property, we had like what, three hotels over there, right? Maui Beach, Maui Palms,
and
Hukilau. Maui Palms was where the parking lot is. They have a parking lot there right now. And that was one of the places that, so that was popular back then, yeah?
Yep.
Wow. So you guys are playing music. So what happened, like later on, you just started to play out into the hotels and I know you were doing like a lot of local parties and local functions and stuff. And not only parties.
Playing with Nani Watanabe.
Yeah, Nani Watanabe.
Yeah, so that was
a good friend of ours, actually. Yeah, and you were playing both drums and ukulele, yeah, for that.
Well, mostly drums.
Mostly drums with Nani.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's still going. She's around town here, still going.
Yep.
So you guys, what kind of gigs were you guys doing with Nani guys?
We were doing like a little hula show with, it was called Kamoli Sands.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. I would go down there and sit in with you guys every once in a while.
That's right.
Kamoli Sands. That was right across from Kamoli 1.
Yeah.
Right off of South Kihei Road over there. Yeah, every Tuesdays you guys did that, yeah?
Yep.
So who was playing with you guys on that? Nani was, of course. That was Nani's gig, right?
Yeah. And then the brother, Papo.
Papo.
And Fausto Alosada.
Fausto Alosada, yeah. And, playing guitar, yeah.
Playing guitar. And Dale Payson.
Oh, yeah, Dale Payson, who is on Oahu now. In fact, yeah. Dale has his own show as
TV
well, too.
Show.
His own TV show, yeah? Like a car show, I think, that he does.
Yes.
And Dale was playing guitar.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That was a fun gig because I remember she used to put out her kids, yeah?
Mei Li.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mei Li was the star.
Yeah, she would do that.
And then Kailin was dancing too.
Yeah. That was fun. That was fun. I remember that.
That was fun days.
Yeah. They would put on that show. And that was kind of like in the 80s, pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, when did you start playing? I know you play out in the hotels and stuff like that. When did you start doing that?
I started off probably about 93 at KBH.
All right.
Kanapali Beach Hotel.
Kanapali Beach Hotel.
Yeah.
And who were you playing with?
Wendell Peters.
Right. I used
and
to go down
Phil
there.
Phil Secretario.
Yeah, Wendell Peters and Phil Secretario. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were doing that because they. I remember I caught you guys a couple times.
Show,
yeah.
And
Saturdays, yeah. You guys were doing, yeah.
Yeah, I think I did Friday nights.
Friday nights. Well, so this was back in like about 93, 94, somewhere around there. Yeah, I remember that. A popular thing that they have, and they still got music over there at KBH, Kanapali Beach Hotel.
Every night.
But you weren't only doing those type of gigs, though. You were doing
parties.
All kind of gigs. Parties and...
Parties, mostly.
Because you remember... see, I know because I was playing with Hollis, too, every once in a while. And we did a lot of political functions, too, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that at one point with Nani? Nani Watanabe, guys?
Yeah. We do anything for a free shirt. That was our payment.
This is the
free shirt.
This is the days, man, when there wasn't pain. You know, they never like pay, and we just wanted to play, though, right? We just wanted to play, and, you know, they would feed us at these functions, and we did all these local parties, yeah? Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. That was fun. Oh, Ekabane, Akelo. Once again, we're in the studio with the local Maui musician, Hollis Lee, and we're going to do a live number. So, Hollis, what are we doing? What are we jamming? In your Hawaiian way. Okay, let everybody know Aikido so they can follow along. Right. Yeah, educational too, you know.
Okay. We're doing it in a key of D.
D, all right. Yeah. Whenever you're ready, man.
Okay, here we go. They say that the moon will shine down upon you when you say your Hawaiian way, I love you too. But the stars tonight, when I hold you tight, seem to say in your Hawaiian way, I love you too.
Hollis Lee, and I'm accompanying him on the guitar with a song that we call In Your Hawaiian Way. Wow, man. Very nice. What have you been doing recently as far as music-wise?
Recently? Yeah. Well, I got into doing weddings.
Right, as a soloist, yeah, you do a lot of that. Yeah.
From going from trios, I went to duels. I did one with Nathan Lamho. We played at the Hyatt at the Swan Court for, I think, 2 years.
Oh, at Swan Court. Yeah. That's at the Hyatt Regency over there in Ka'anapali, which used to have a fine dining restaurant that was called Swan Court. And now it's a different restaurant now. Yeah, Sons, I think, is the name. Sons. Yeah. So you've been doing that. So you've been playing all over in the hotels. Pretty much all. You've played at all the hotels here on the island, yeah?
Pretty much.
Pretty much all the major resorts. Now, I know that you're retired from MCC, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In Hollis's former life, he was...
former life.
Former life. He was an automotive instructor at MCC for about 20 years, maybe?
Yeah.
About 20 years. And in fact, that's how I met Hollis, because I was one of his students.
You were?
Yeah. When I got out of high school, I went into automotive. And then we met. We were playing
parties at the school. We were doing
end of the year
parties.
End of the year parties. And that was always fun.
You should tell him what kind of amplifiers we had.
Oh, we had homemade stuff, man. I remember that, yeah? But I was using the boombox on that,
yeah. We were playing with boomboxes that would plug our instruments into the boombox.
Yeah, well, let's see. The thing about Hollis, and I know him very well, the thing about Hollis is that I'm very similar in a way that we like to modify things and basically do all kinds of stuff with our instruments. I mean, we did that with our cars, of course. We were working on cars and stuff, but like with our instruments, and we would basically try things out and modify stuff. And that was one of the things we were doing, like with speakers. Remember we did that with the speaker cabinets?
Yeah.
We had all kinds of contraptions and and was really fun because we was experimenting and, you know, doing all kinds of stuff with that. Like, I know that recently too, that you have been part of the MCC program, the recording program.
Yes.
Been helping out as a student aide, yeah, there. So how is that like?
That was fun. I got to learn how to use the studio, which uses Pro Tools. And that's helped me a lot as far as the things you need to record. And
yeah, kind of like what we're doing here in this studio, this recording studio. That's great too, yeah, because the recording side is like another tool that musicians or anybody can use to experiment with sounds and see how you sound like and whatnot, if you're a songwriter or whatever. You guys went through that program down there, and you kind of like a student helper, yeah, at times too, yeah?
Yeah, in the lab, yeah.
In the lab.
Helping the new students get used to the equipment and the formatting and what they have to do as far as setting up microphones and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Once again, you're listening to KAKURadio.org. 88.5 FM, and we have in the studio today Hollis Lee, who is a longtime Maui musician. We're talking story and going over some of the things he's done within the last couple of years or so. So going back to the MCC stuff that you were talking about earlier, I know that you went some programs too, like you took piano class too, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, I was trying to use the piano and to figure out the ukulele. And
so ukulele is kind of like your primary instrument nowadays,
yes,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I was trying to incorporate music theory, and I also learned music theory from you. That was.
Oh yeah, when we had classes, yeah.
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 I took music theory from you also, and I was trying to incorporate that all into putting it into the ukulele.
Oh, I see. You know what I found over the years was that, you know, before I studied music, you know, we'd learn all these things from our family and friends and stuff, all the different, we pick up all this different music. And then when I studied, I realized how music was put together. To me, the music is like, the theory part of it is great to know because it's like all the ingredients that you're going to need for music. And we're talking about not only the notes that you use, the chords that you use and scales, but I'm talking about the rhythm and the arrangement side of things, how all of these elements get put together, melody, rhythm, and with music theory and stuff. So that is great for you. How has that worked out for you? You know, incorporating all those, you know, the things that you've learned and stuff musically.
Well, one of the biggest things that I think I've accomplished that is that now I play at Keolohou Church.
Oh, on Sundays, yeah.
On Sundays,
and, yeah.
And I'm able to play the hymns out of the hymnals, and it's not as difficult as I used to think, and to play along with pianos. I've played with flute players. I've played with violin players. It's saxophone players.
Just about any kind type of instrument.
Yeah.
Well, that I think that's what it does too when you're reading music, and not only that, reading music, but even like the simple basic chord charts. is that it puts everybody, it that's the purpose of it. It gives everybody the starting point, and you know, that's a way to communicate. So yeah. Good that it helped you out, and you know, to play with other instruments, and you know, just to open up your palate with music. I mean, that's one. I'm a big advocate for music and music training and learning theory and all that. Even when I taught, you know, classes and stuff.
Well, I appreciate what you did for me. You know, you taught me a lot. You opened a lot of doors for me.
Well, you know why? Because it was like something that I got turned on to. When I got turned on to, I realized it wasn't that hard, and just how much the experience, it just increased the experience for me listening to music and also playing music. It, you know, and that's something I wanted to people to benefit from, my friends especially, you know, to say, hey, it's really worth to, you know, to check it out. But yeah, it makes it really makes the experience so much more enjoyable, and you know, you can go kind of crazy with stuff like that, you know. And that's only, we're only scratching the surface. So like all the stuff that you're playing, you know, makes it that much more better.
Oh yeah, know? Oh yeah.
You know, what have you been doing recently playing music? You've been playing?
Well, I do conventions, weddings, playing a hula show, and I do substitutions. So people just call me up, and when they're, you know,
they need
in a bind, and they just call me up, and I'm
so
on my way.
What was your latest gig? What was your last gig?
Last gig was last night.
Last night?
Yes. They called me up, this hula group that was playing, called me up at like 10 to 6, and they were playing at 7 o'clock in Lahaina.
Wow, that's not very much time.
So I was on the way in 10 minutes, out the door.
Wow. Now that's a musician on call, guys.
And I made it in time, and I played my gig.
Wow. And where did you play at last night?
That was at the Lahaina Cannery.
Oh, Lahaina Cannery. Wow, right on. Well, I tell you what, let's jam another tune.
Okay.
Once again, you're listening to KAKURadio.org and also 88.5 FM. And today in the studio, we are featuring local Hmong musician Hollis Lee. And we're going to do another live number. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, what are we doing, Hollis?
White Sandy Beach.
White Sandy Beach.
In F.
All right, so for all you listeners out there, we're doing this in the key of F, so you can play along. All right, man, whenever you're ready.
sounds of the ocean soothe my restless soul. Sounds of the ocean rocks me all night long. Last night in my dreams I saw your face again. We were there on a white sandy beach of
was Hollis Lee doing his rendition of a song called White Sandy Beach of Hawaii. Yeah. Nice, Hollis. Thank you. So, Hollis, tell me, any musical goals, you know, currently?
Well, I have a website called Maui Musician Hollis. That's HOLLIS.com.
Maui Musician Hollis.com. You can also probably type in Hollis Lee ukulele or something like that on the search webs, the search right. engines. You probably pull that up.
Yeah, and I'm planning, I'd like to do a CD. I'm not sure when I'm going to start on it, but I have these ideas on basically two CDs that I'd like to make. But it's just a matter of putting it together. And
yeah, getting the songs and the arrangements. And then yeah. I think we talked about that. I mentioned to you.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's cool. That'll be cool to do. Yeah. Now I look forward to helping you out with that, getting that recorded.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
And I'd like to say, you know, I appreciate you inviting me onto this program, Holly.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, we've been friends for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know, you know, Sounds Like Holly is going to do well. And I appreciate you having me on here.
Oh, I appreciate having you. Definitely. It's always fun to have, you know, friends on and talking story and, you know, playing music and whatnot. So people can see you pretty much all over the island, right?
Yep.
And I know, there, I know it does vary. It does vary, though, from time to time. Yeah. You know, we as musicians, man, wherever the gigs are, that's where we're going. You know, it can be in Kapalua or Makena and any place in between. And sometimes even Hana. Or off island and whatnot to Lanai. I know you go every once in a while, yeah, to play music there.
Next Tuesday.
You're going over to Lanai. So you guys going on a ferry with that, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be fun. So are you playing with any hula shows? Is that what you're doing nowadays? You're playing with the hula shows or?
Yeah, I do CVP's Productions hula show.
The hula show. Because I know you definitely do weddings as a soloist. Pretty much all kind of gigs, yeah? You've pretty much done all types of gigs, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, from big shows to small private dinners and weddings and stuff like that, where it's just you and the couple or whatever.
Private parties. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know, especially in this economy with how things are going, the music industry, among everybody else, it's just taking a hit. I mean, there's nobody that's not affected by, you know, the downturn of the economy and stuff. But we look forward to that, you know, turning around for us here in the islands and, of course, throughout the world and United States and all that. But cool. Oh, If you'd like to come on down to the studio to be interviewed on this program and share your thoughts on anything with the arts and entertainment, you can email me at info@halemanumusic.com. That's info@halemanumusic.com. So once again, you're listening to the Holo Holo with Halemanu radio show here on kaku.org on the internet or 88.5 FM. And we have in the studio Hollis Lee, who is a longtime local musician here on Maui. And we're talking story now. Let's shift over to, I know you've, over the years, you've done a lot of charity work musically wise. To me, I feel that music that we have is such a great gift because it brings us joy. And for all of the stuff that we've done, like, you know, the charity work we've done playing music, it brings other people joy too as well. So let's talk a little bit about that. I know you've done, what, all kind, elderly and...
Yeah, I've done a lot of... well, every year I do the Imua...
Camp Imua. So Camp Imua, like, tell us about that, that you do up there.
Well, it's to help the disabled children, yeah? And every Thursday they have a luau. And usually I play for that.
So the Camp Imua happens every year, like in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And what in that June. Is... In June. And what that is we have what they get all the disabled kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like a fun time for them where they have different activities. I mean, Hollis goes up and donates. And I've went up a couple of times, played music up there. And that is that happens up at in Maluhia, up at Camp Maluhia.
Maluhia, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you do that. And, yeah, we played several times at the luau night. When
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Always fun to give back to that. And we encourage everybody to... You know, like we said before, we've had this, the music that we have, I feel is a great gift.
You know, it is.
So that's something that we can give back to, you know, our communities and stuff. And you've played, like I've been doing, playing at Halemakua in Wailuku for over maybe a year and a half now, volunteer over there. And every other week I play Thursdays there for the old folks and, you know, have fun with them. And I've had you there a couple times, and you know,
yep,
that's something nice to give.
Done
back.
Mother's Day over there for I don't know how many years
at Halemakua.
Yeah, with yeah. Nani, yeah. And I also play at the for people who ask at the hospital for people who are like terminal and
oh yeah, you've yeah. been doing that too, yeah. Which at up at Maui Memorial Hospital.
Maui Memorial, yeah.
Wow.
So it's I too feel that, you know, music is a gift that that the Lord has given me. And then I like to share that too. And then my father too, he also taught me that, you know, at least once a year you should do one, at least one service to your community.
Yeah, you know? Well, I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree. We should definitely put into our communities that we, you know, that we live in, because, you know, we're definitely a part of it. Whether we ignore it or not, you know, we definitely are part of the community, and it only makes the community better when we give back and put into our communities. Whatever we do, whether it be, you know, we donating our time. In this case, we donate our music a lot, and we share that kind of gift. And I see it too. I mean, in the joys of the faces, you know, at the elderly homes that, you know, we go out and play and stuff. Yeah. And I would have fun with them, you know, because we try to bring the joy out to them, and so... Yeah, definitely. I encourage, you know, everybody to give some way back into their communities. Yeah. So it's good that your father, at a young age, had instilled that in you.
Yeah, you know? Did. He did. Because he did a lot of community things, too. He was with the, you know, the Chinese club, and he was, he'd donate time for a lot of other things. He would do the hula. He would do ballroom dancing. He was into a lot of things, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Well, very nice, Hollis. Well, thank you again for coming down to the studio and doing an interview with us and sharing, you know, a little bit of your music and stuff. And I really appreciate, you know, you coming down. And
well, I thank you for inviting me and giving him a chance to, you know, tell my story.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has a story to tell, definitely.
So nice to see familiar faces out in the crowd. It's so nice to see friends of mine enjoying themselves. Everybody get happy. We can work it out. We are friends, friends, friends. We are friends, friends, friends. I remember when I was down and out you came. I remember when you said, friend, hey, what's your name? Getting off on each other, we can work it out. We are friends, friends, friends. We are friends, friends, friends. Feelings are getting strong, feel like you belong. Closeness you can feel, smiles that they are real. We are friends. Like singing with me, sing out loud. It will make you feel good just to sing right out. Be a part of it all. We can work it out. We are friends, friends, friends. We are friends, friends, friends. We are friends, friends, friends. We are friends, friends, friends.
Welcome to the Holo Holo with Hale Manu Radio Show. This week's guest, we are featuring another Maui boy, Maui musician, Hollis Lee.
All right, how are you folks doing out there? We hope you're having a wonderful time and listening to Hale, and we hope you have a great day or evening.
Oh yeah, man. Always good. If you'd like to come on down to the studio to be interviewed on this program and share your thoughts on anything with arts and entertainment, you can email me at info@halemanumusic.com. That's info@halemanumusic.com.